Is it Gavlebakken? Is that how you say it? Or Gävlebacken? I don't know how you say it.
Gävlebocken.
Okay.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, this sounds like a repeat of last week. You know, we were just talking just a few minutes ago, you were practically dead. And then you like, and you told me this is all pre-recorded. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, that line's not. The rest of the intro is.
Okay, I thought maybe that
does take a little effort to say that.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little nervous because as we record this, we're 13 days away from Christmas. I saw that tomorrow on Thursday, the day this comes out, is the 12 days of Christmas. I don't know if that's truly the 12 days of Christmas or just advertisers are using that as the 12 days of Christmas sale. But there's only 12 days after this. And that blows me away. It's going to be over before we know it.
How does that happen every year?
I don't know, but this year feels weird to me. It just feels weird.
Why?
You know, maybe it's because just things change. You remember when you were a kid, it seemed like it just stretched on forever. that you had the month of December. And even when my kids were little, it was like, I just felt like we did, you know, lots of fun things. And now, you know, maybe life's changing, but I can barely get my kids home all at the same time. You know, they're doing different stuff. This whole week, my daughter-in-law, Rissa, her family, her mother, 25 years ago, started this thing in our community. They call it Toy Time, where people bring in all these toys for about 3 or 4 days, started on Monday. They're there all day long from 9 to 9. They can drop off toys. The people there clean them up, and then they have a big garage sale on Saturday and Sunday. They take all the money that they sold, or all the money that they make, and then they go buy some other toys, and they get donations from people. And then on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, or maybe just Monday, Tuesday, people can come in and pick up stuff for their kids. So, you know, they kind of have to sit down and say, you know, this is who we are. This is our situation. And then they get a few minutes to go back here. And I mean, they might pick out a bicycle or a brand new bike. And it's really amazing. It's an amazing thing. But it's like this whole community. And everybody goes, they eat meals together. Somebody brings a meal each time. And it's just amazing. But it like kills a week and a half of our Christmas. Because I haven't even seen my kids in the evening. And I'm like, we just can't even get in these shows anymore. I'm sitting there on the couch by myself last night, starting the movie Star. I don't know. Have you seen that movie yet? Mm-mm. You know, it came out last year and it's pretty good.
My kids don't want to watch anything. They're like, oh, Dad, can we watch Die Hard? I'm like, no, you can't watch Die Hard.
It's Christmas.
I tried to watch The Year Without a Santa Claus with my youngest the other night, and she started crying, literally, like, just a couple minutes in. She's like, Dad, we watched part of this last year. Can we just skip to the part I haven't seen yet? I'm like, wow, just go to bed. It's not my finest moment.
Can you just give me my Christmas presents now? Yeah. So I don't have to get up and wait until the 25th.
We have to sit here and pretend like it's broadcast, like when I was a kid, and you had to wait through every boring minute of it until you got to the good part.
Right. Dolly Madison commercials. And yeah, I know it. I know it. That's why, you know, they used to call the great generation. I don't know what they're going to call this generation, the loser generation. The what?
The lame generation.
The lame generation. Exactly. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. But I think I need to come to peace with just life changing, you know. And when we get together, when we can all be together and do something Christmassy, that's good. And when we can't, I don't complain. In fact, Debbie's dad, he has some dementia. And She's been going down there once or sometimes twice a week, you know, a couple hour drive to spend the night there. And, it just changes things. But the good news, we only have 12 more days before Christmas. Then we get to start the whole stinking year all over again. That doesn't sound pathetic. I don't know what is.
Well, you know, Happy New Year.
Well, I'll tell you, the before we go to our little goat interview here.
We're interviewing a goat?
Well, you're going to interview a goat expert.
Yes.
From Sweden. Did anything in the news strike your fancy this week?
No, I've been looking at it while we're talking. And nothing interesting at all.
You sound like my kids. Now, next week, I'm going to ask you this.
Indiana County installs blue Christmas tree in honor of officers killed in the line of duty.
That's not news. No. I mean, that's sad, but yeah. Well, I saw something, and maybe even you saw it because it went viral. And I just thought maybe it'd make a good discussion here. Apparently, I'm going to tell the story, maybe butchered a little bit. But apparently this dad, his daughter was kicked off the school bus. Does this sound familiar?
No.
Okay. His daughter was kicked off the school bus for her second violation of bullying. So she was elementary, I think, not very old. I mean, I would say like 12-ish, 11-ish for bullying. So she's kicked off the bus. She said she can't ride anymore. So her father, they live about like a couple miles, 2 miles away from the school, makes her walk to school. And as she's walking, he follows her in the car real slow, you know, just kind of protecting her. But he takes his telephone and he videos a portion of it. And he just says, this is what's happened. My daughter's been, you know, so just thought she could feel the whatever of it. Well, apparently it went viral. 20 million people watched it, had 400,000 comments. And, you know, it was kind of split. Some of them thought he was a great dad for doing it. Others thought he was publicly like humiliating his daughter. And in fact, I just saw on ABC News in the news on the internet that the experts confirm that, yes, he was just publicly humiliating his daughter. And that was a bad thing. You know, I was kind of at first I kind of had mixed feelings about it. When I first saw it, I thought, yeah, way to go, Dad. And then I wasn't too sure. And I know I haven't given you any time to think about this. But have you ever, did your parents ever do anything publicly, not to shame you? Because I don't think that was the dad's intention. But to do something publicly that drew attention to, yes, maybe discipline.
I can't recall anything like that.
Yeah, like so you didn't.
I was
like
a good boy, Todd. I never did anything wrong.
Later, no. Well, you know, I remember my dad did. Not maybe to that extent, but I remember, and I probably shared the story a long time ago. But I remember I was about the fifth grade, I think, and. I brought my report card home and it was all, you know, there were like three D's on it. I mean, I don't know how you get a D in elementary school unless you're just a goofball.
Very hard.
You know, and now I don't even think they use letter grades. They would just put, you know, three flowers or a rainbow or something. I don't know. And so I had, you know, three D's and some other low grades. And apparently my dad and my parents knew that I was a goof off, a distraction to the class. So I had to, and this is going from my memory. I had to draft a little letter and then I had to read it to my class. You know, I had to stand up and say, you know, like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry for distracting. And I can remember saying to my dad, no, do anything. You can paddle me. You can whatever. But I don't, but he said, nope, this is what you're going to do. And, you know, that was really a turning point, because it stuck in my head. In fact, I'm telling that story. How many years later? 42 years later. But it didn't feel abusive to me. I mean, that's what these experts say, feel like they're accusing this dad of kind of being abusive, you know? And I thought when I first heard that, I thought, you know, oh, come on. He's not, he was just trying to teach his daughter a lesson. I think where, you know, if we can learn anything from this, and maybe you can confirm this, Scott, that, or maybe disagree with it, that maybe the internet is not the place to do it at, on, because the internet involves other people that we don't know, and it can possibly take it to a larger audience than maybe it should. Will this daughter remember this? Yes. Will she bully? I doubt it. You know, she, you know, but could it have been just as powerful had he not used his phone? You know, maybe, you know, I just let her walk and followed her there and said, okay, see this, we're going to do this now because you don't have a ride to the bus. I hope he didn't do it, you know, to get attention, you know, because sometimes we do that. We, because I see parents do it, maybe not on the disciplinary side, but they do it on the other side. You know, when their kid opens up a neat present or they have a special, they video it so other people, so they can show it to other people. Maybe parenting shouldn't be done on that huge public arena. You know, I mean, we were even kind of told, well, I mean, because you were kind of told that too, weren't you? And you're, maybe if you ever took a parenting class, that when you disciplined your child, you were supposed to take them, you know, you didn't do it right there in the center of the, in the church foyer. You took them to the bathroom and you took care of it then. I think, you know, maybe that's where our discipline should be taken. I'll tell you, I don't agree with any of the experts, because here's what the experts said they should do. They said, remain calm. So you take your child, if they were bullying, you remain calm and listen. It's so important not only to listen and hear your child, but to get the full story. Don't go into instant panic mode that your child's a bully. Find out what's going on. If necessary, meet with the school principal. And that's a good idea. And then he says, the dad needed to say, there are lots of ways to build yourself up. Being kind, helping others, doing the right thing, being a hero, picking on someone vulnerable and making them feel small may make you feel good for a moment, but it's like candy. It's not good for you. Then he could say every day at dinner, you know, look forward to hearing from you what happened on the bus that day, what you were tempted to do, how you handled that temptation, and how you found the hero inside you to be a good person and protect your own light. What is that? Protect your own light? But, you know, because I think that's where my dad got it right. You know, he didn't shame me in a huge area. He made it so it wasn't about me. You know, even in this punishment for these people, they're saying it's about the, you know, the bully. It's, you know, so that you don't hurt yourself. You know, I don't know. I think we're often taught that we're supposed to do it for others, regardless if it feels good to us or not. So anyway, for what all that's worth, Dad, don't put it on your phone.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm just thinking, if it was my daughter, like, I'd probably react differently than if it was my son.
Right.
Because if, I mean, and maybe I'm just being sexist here, but I would think.
Do it. You can do it on the show. Sometimes. This is like a safe community to be sexist.
There you go. Yeah, well, and a lot of times, you know, a boy being a bully might just be trying to test his strength and prove what a tough guy he is, you know. A girl being a bully, like, my first inclination is for the dad to take her out to dinner and start spending a little more time with her, because the kid's probably crying out for attention. But, you know, that's me being an amateur psychologist, you know.
Well, you can do that on this show.
He should just be allowed to do what he thinks is right, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
I'm with you, though. Don't do it on the internet, man.
Don't do it on the internet. Don't do it on the internet. Hey, well, let's talk goat, Scott. You know, for the last, I don't know how many years, I've been kind of a goat fan, and I pass that on to Scott and to other dads. Chris Barber out there, he was kind of like my goat correspondent for a while. And there's this goat, this giant straw goat. I don't even know how I heard about it. I think because this giant straw goat in Sweden was burned down, and it made the news, and somehow I clicked on it, and I found out that they had a camera that you could view it and watch it live. And I have kind of been obsessed with that ever since. So around December the 2nd, December the 1st, the first day of Advent, actually, that they erect this giant goat in a town that, as I'm going to learn, is called Yavle, but it looks like gavel. And I thought it was interesting that our guest kept calling it the gavel goat.
She was quick to adapt to our Americanisms.
She was. So we called up the people down there, over there in the mother country. And we talked to a lady, Maria Wallenberg, who's in charge of, or a part of the goat thing in Sweden. And we talked to her.
She's like the official goat representative.
She is. This is like talking to the president of a country.
It was pretty cool. I'm still a little starstruck, actually.
Which takes this show to a whole new level. Yes. So why don't we listen to that now? Because we had a recorder like in the afternoon, because there's like a 26-hour time change.
Like 7.5 hours difference there.
There you go. Yeah, it's like I mean, she kept calling it Sweden time. So they don't even have time zones. It's just the Sweden time. So let's listen to that.
Well, we're glad to have a special guest with us today, all the way from Sweden. And if you've listened to the show very long, you know that I'm like a big fan of, that I call it, the gavel goat. And I don't know, for 5 or 6 years, we've been watching it, Scott and I have. I check it every morning. I saw that it snowed there today. I watch it in the night. I watch it in the morning. I'm pretty much obsessed. So we have a special guest with us today, all the way from Sweden, Maria Wahlberg. And Maria, it is good having you with us.
Thank you for being with you.
Well, I know that you've already told me that I can say gavel if I want, but the way you pronounce it is Yavle, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yavle.
Yavle. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Yavle? I know it's a city. How big is the city? What's the weather like?
Now it's the Swedish winter, but it's not so cold yet. So, like you said, it's been snowing today, but really still went to like rain instead. So it's not so cold yet. So the snow is not being for so long.
Well, and that's so interesting, because I was watching the goat cam just a little while ago. I saw some people with umbrellas, so I know it's raining.
Yeah, that just, yeah. Okay.
And it's a fairly large city, 100,000 inhabitants.
Yeah, that's correct.
What does everyone do when they're not looking at the goat? What do you do when you come to Yavle?
There are a lot of things to do for families with children. That's a good thing to do here. We have an amusement park that is well known in Sweden, and we have a railway museum, and we have a lot of things to do for families.
So, and I assume you all like ride sleighs with reindeer. Do you do that too?
No, we wish we don't have so much snow. Of course, we can have it for a few months, but it's often a little bit warmer now. So
I was looking on the internet that really Scott lives in Cincinnati. I think you have about the same weather as they do in Yavle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think so. It rains here most of the winter.
Well, tell me about the goat tradition in Sweden. I mean, it started way before you had a great big goat in Yavle. How does the goat go with Christmas?
It's like a symbolic figure, and it's been for a long time in Scandinavia and the north of Europe. It's a long tradition, long before we built up our first gavle goat.
What's it supposed to do? Does like Saint Nick write on it? Is it just a decoration?
Yeah, it's a decoration. You can have them by your Christmas tree, or yeah. The gavle goat is all made in straw, and that is the traditional Christmas goat, even if it's in the smaller sizes that you can have in your home. Yeah.
And so you've been doing the gavle goat for, when did that all start?
Yeah, I have been the spokesperson for the gavle goat. It's my third year now. So,
when did they start building it in the town?
It's always the first advent, do you say so? Mm-hmm. The first weekend in December, you can say.
And you have a big festival, right?
Yeah, that's true. Every year on the Sunday, we have the big party for him.
And that's the big, is it Gavlebakken? Is that how you say it? Or Javlebakken? I don't know how you say it.
Javlebakken.
Okay. But I saw some pictures and they're like 20,000, 30,000 people there, all with little candles, and it looks like a really good time.
Yeah, it's a great time. Yeah, it's a very great start of the Christmas in our city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they've been putting up this big goat in Gävle since 1966. But it really became famous when someone burned it down.
That's true. We know that the Gävle goat is world famous because of all the attacks against him during the years. He's been burned down 29 times and vandalized 7 times, so it's only been free of attacks for 15 times.
So I know you're like, you're part of the organization that tries to protect him. So what's the feeling? Do most of the people want him to survive, or do they want him to be burnt?
I think that most of the people here in Gävle and the fans all around the world would like him to stay. Uh-huh. And for the city of Gävle, it means much more if he survives. So uh-huh. he can stay and people can come and visit him. It's great for the city business, the trade, shopping, restaurants, right. hotels, and yeah, the tourists.
And I know in the past they've even rebuilt him if he got burned down early. But I think a couple years ago he was burnt. Scott, who's on the line as well, I think he called me one time or texted me and said it's in ruins that it had been.
Yeah, that was really anti-climax that year. It was on his 50th birthday, so right. And then he got attacked on the evening after the big party. So that was
what do they do to protect him? Because I know that I was watching a night or two ago and I saw it looked like somebody with dogs maybe within the enclosure there.
Yeah, we have dogs. We had it, I think, for 1 weekend last year, and we have it like in extra security now on special times. But we have security cam and we have guards around the Gävle goat. And last year we built up double fences around the goat. Mm-hmm. And that we think is a great success because it's very hard to get into him and attack right. him and also get out in time not to be caught. So that is a great thing that we started with last year.
Well, I know too, as I watch, and you can probably clarify this because, you know, when you're looking at it through a webcam, when I first watched it, I would see pretty close to the foreground of the camera, this head sitting there. And I'm like, well, that must be someone standing guard. But it was day after day after day. So there's some kind of statue there that looks like
yeah.
What is that statue?
that is a Henry Moore statue. I think that someone from the U.S. wanted to buy it for millions of Swedish
really?
Crowns for several years ago. So that's a famous piece of art in Gävle.
Well, on the cam, it looks like just someone sitting there watching it from the back.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, how can people learn about you? Maybe get a goat souvenir, because I have some really amazing souvenirs. I've even thought about getting one of those hats myself. But where can they find you?
We have where you can look at the live cam. The webcam is visitgavle.se. Mm-hmm. And there are also web shops, so you can buy from the web shop, and we send it to you all the way, all over the world. So
okay, well, you're gonna have to tell me how does your money work? I mean, I saw that it's, when I clicked on it, it was telling me it was 150 somethings, and I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm not in that business, so I can't tell you. But I know that there are many international fans that buy stuff there. Okay. So I think you can make that.
And the Gobble Goat also has a Twitter account, I heard.
Yeah. Last year we had 2.4 million tweet views. So
that's pretty neat.
And 216 it trended on Twitter too. So that's great.
Well, my last question before I let you go is how do you say Merry Christmas in Swedish?
God jul.
Good jul, like a Yule log. Yeah.
Good jul, like a Merry Christmas.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas and good Yule, Maria. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And just so everybody knows, it's about 9:45, almost 10 o'clock in Swedish time. So we didn't keep you up too late.
No, that's okay with me.
Okay. Thank you. If sometime you could go down in front of the goat and wave.
I do that.
See who you are.
Okay, with the double arms.
okay. That'll work.
Then it's me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Maria. Have a great evening and a great Yule.
The same to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, and like I said, Scott, you know, I'm still checking it. I want to make sure that it hasn't burned down, but it is kind of cool to be able to watch this live goat cam. And like this morning, I could see that it snowed last night, you know, and there was a group of school kids watching the goat. And it's just kind of cool. Well, Scott, as we kind of wrap things up, I was just thinking too that, you know, as Christmas is going, I probably ask you this every single year, but is this month a stressful time for your wife?
Yes. In fact, she was just walking down the stairs and that's why I had to mute the whole thing. So I don't know what you just said to me before then, but she just mentioned that the dog threw up on the stairs and was asking my son to clean it up.
This should give you this look like, and somebody better take care of it.
No, she just looks tired and upset about being awake. On the goat thing, I gotta say that Maria did convert me to a don't burn the goat fan. I think I want the goat to stand now. I feel a little ashamed of wanting it to burn all these years.
I know. I almost said something like Scott wants it to burn down.
Hell, you did want to say that.
I thought she'd say, you know, we want it to stay up, but secretly, I wanted somebody to burn it down, you know, but she didn't say that. She was like, she was rooting for the goat. So,
yes.
So you were converted.
Yes. I like the goat.
That's good. I did find out that, because, you know, I thought that was interesting. It was, she didn't quite understand what I was asking about the price, because I don't understand the money over there in Sweden, because they use rocks or something like that. I don't know. And, but, a goat hat, you can get a goat hat for about $13. So I thought that was pretty cheap. I might even order one. I couldn't get it to take me all the way to the shopping cart, but I might try that again sometime. But like I was saying before you were unmuted, Scott, you know, I know my wife is super stressed right during this time. I mean, her mind is like going a million miles an hour. She doesn't have to go out shopping anymore. She just does it all on her phone or on her computer. And she's amazing. I mean, she makes lists all year long about what the kids would like, and she cares about it. Where I could be easily the kind of dad who goes to, you know, like CVS or Walgreens on 2 days before Christmas and does all my Christmas shopping there. You know, like, oh, my kids are like, whatever this is. Yeah, they'd like one of those. But, she just puts a lot of work into it, and she puts a lot of thought into it, and she really wants to get it done right. And, and I just thought, Dad's, my little tip for, you know, how to be a good husband in these last 12 days of Christmas, be understanding, you know, don't add to the pressure. I know the temptation is to think, oh, you know, Christmas, kind of romantic, under the mistletoe. Put all that aside. Don't even think it's going to be fun, you know, because when we put that upon our wives, if they can't deliver on that because they're too stressed out, then they feel guilty about that as well. And I'll tell you, I'm the worst at it because, you know, I like snuggling on the couch at Christmas time and watching a video. My wife's like, I don't have time to watch a video. And then I feel bothered by that, you know, and I just add to her stress. And I know I do it, but I got to stop. and you got to stop too, Dad. In fact, maybe there's some things that you can do to alleviate the some of the stress. Maybe you could help her out with gifts this weekend. Or you could say, hey, is there something I can do? I know I just printed off the Christmas letter that we're going to put on send electronically as a Christmas card. Because I'll tell you, Christmas cards are dead. We've only gotten like 3 Christmas cards the whole year, this whole month so far. And just people don't send them anymore. So we're doing an email Christmas card again. But don't add to his stress. Don't have any expectations. Just be a good dad and, you know, try to be a good husband, even though you're probably going to blow it anyway. Well, we're out of time. Scott, are you even there?
Well, yes, I am.
It's hard to decide if you're there or not there sometimes.
No, I just noticed that either the dog or the cat barfed under my desk here too, so. Having a good time. And yes, we're stressed.
Tis the season.
And if you could think about it, everybody, please pray for my wife's thumbs. I've told her to stop texting because she does that way too much. But her thumbs are now like chronically hurting and she has like all kinds of, well, and she's got all kinds of, you know, autoimmune things. And please don't send me information because she studies it all the time.
You know.
But I'll just pray just for
a few essential oils.
Yeah, she does all that. We have a whole in her wall ear. Of that stuff. Yeah.
Were you the one who told me that they saw a shirt? No, my son said it. He said, you know, if you're going to believe in essential oils, I can believe in a Santa Claus. he saw a t-shirt. So awesome. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. Okay. So we'll pray for your wife's thumbs. I've never had that as a prayer request before.
Well, it's amazing how many things you have to do with your thumbs.
I know it.
When they hurt, it's not good.
Separates us from the rest of the animal world. Opposable thumbs.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll close with prayer right now. We're going to pray for Scott's wife's thumbs. Father, I just thank you that we can bring all things to you. I do pray for Scott's wife's thumbs and just autoimmune disorder. And I just pray, Father, that you would give relief to that because I know it is a serious thing. And it's painful and it's hard to do things when you can't use them like you would like to. And I pray for the dads out there as well, that we would be a source of encouragement to our wives, not a source of added stress, that we would not put expectations upon them that they may not be able to meet at this time. I pray that we would be low maintenance and that we would be extra, extra caring and extra understanding. And I pray for us as dads that you would help us to know how to discipline our children because our children do need to be disciplined. Help us to do it in love. Help it to hurt, but not to go too far or becomes a public humiliation. And we just need your help because it's hard being a dad. Pray all this in your name. Amen. Well, hey, Dad, have a good weekend. Again, if you haven't gotten your wife shopping done, you're running out of time. I'm still feeling a little behind. I still got one more project to make for one of my children, and I can't put it off. And you need to do it this weekend or get going because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dads. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, you can email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Stand up.
Well, thanks, Maria. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing
I'm a little,
that.
A little bit rusty.
No, you did great.
That was great.
I assume English, you do a great job speaking in English, but I assume that makes it harder.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you do wonderful. You do wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, well, have a great day. Maybe we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You still there, Todd?
Yeah, that worked pretty good.
Manage participants. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll let you go because I don't want to take any more of your time either.
Do you want to?
Thanks a lot for doing that.
Do you want to just add this to Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll just add it to the beginning or, beginning of the show sometime.
All righty.
Okay.
Cool.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.